Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Rebecca Lavoie, in for Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, a lawsuit brought by a scorned cast member of Storage Wars could forever change the way reality TV is produced. And Adjunct Misery. We'll talk with the author of a sharply satirical novel that deconstructs a day in the life of the overworked, underpaid, and largely misunderstood adjunct professor. Plus, dumpster diving for dinner. We'll talk to a filmmaker who explored the surprisingly above-ground world of Brooklynites who fill their kitchen cupboards with Trader Joe's trash. But we begin with lust in senior centers. According to a 2010 AARP survey, 85% of men and 61% of women over 50 said sex is important to their quality of life. This number, coupled with increasing rates of STDs among adults over 50, clashes with our societal taboo surrounding the elderly libido. Jessica Gentile wrote about that conflict and the value of embracing sexuality at any age for an Atlantic piece called The 87-Year-Old Virgin, and we reached her in New York via Skype. Jessica, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Jessica, I loved your piece because you don't talk about sex among seniors as a new phenomenon. In fact, you met this 87-year-old virgin when you were in high school. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, working at a senior center was an extremely eye-opening experience. It was probably the first time I was encountering this elderly population outside of my family, and to see them in a more multidimensional, you know, way, it was really interesting. And coming from a high school background, it was just as lustful as, you know, the gossip that you would hear in the hallways. There was, you know, old men catcalling nurses. There was this 87-year-old virgin who was struck with polio. You know, you hear these crazy stories about high school boyfriends and girlfriends and, you know, lust, loves. It was a very eye-opening experience.
Well, talk about this new rise that's being tracked in STDs among seniors. What kind of trend is it really, and what is it being traced to?
Right. Well, I don't think sex among seniors is a new phenomenon, but I think that this rising STD rate is. And I think that's also indicative of larger trends among all age groups. It's being traced to a lot of things, a lot of changes in culture, generational changes, changes in technology and health as well. People are living longer. There's also a lot of medical advances. We have an entire pharmaceutical industry with, you know, Viagra, Levitra, all of these drugs that are aimed at, you know, aiding the quality of life. Meaning the sexual quality of life for a certain segment of the population. So that's one thing to keep in mind. Also, the rise of online dating in this population as well. It's one of the growing segments of the population looking for love also. So there are quite a few reasons for this trend emerging, many having to do with health and technology advances. I would trace that back to as well.
You write about the archetype of grandma as a maternal figure, grandpa in the golf cart, and you point out that we tend to use humor to dispel our comfort about seniors and sex. Let's listen to a bit of the hugely popular 80s and 90s sitcom Golden Girls. Here's a montage of that show's sexiest character, Blanche Devereaux.
I'm Blanche Devereaux. I'm beautiful.
How long do you think you can stay handcuffed?
My personal best is 32 hours. Men find me desirable. Yeah. I'm not wearing a bra. Dorothy, tonight I'm going to be out front in a laundry truck.
Gotcha. So,
if you hear screaming, don't call the cops.
Jessica, does this kind of character and the humor and movies like Hope Springs, say, with Tommy Lee Jones and Meryl Streep, does this detract from the potential seriousness of not addressing the reality of sex among seniors?
I don't know if it detracts, but it certainly can serve as a conversation point. When we have this shared culture, the show or these movies that are being seen by everyone across the population, they can really serve as a basis for a dialogue. And from that, you know, we could say, oh, isn't Blanche funny, hilarious, look at her going on all these dates, and then maybe tie that into our personal lives, like use it as a transition to discuss what's been going on in grandma's life. Even if it seems uncomfortable, I think it can be a common point of interest to broach this conversation.
Well, you are honest about your own grandmother in your piece. You brought it very much home from personal experience. Is it difficult to acknowledge that in your family? And maybe just talk a little bit about your experience there with your own grandmother.
Yeah, it was very odd. You know, when you're used to your grandmother being married to the same man for almost 50 years, there's this familial constant, right? And we don't tend to think of our family members of any age in a sexual light. That's often the most uncomfortable way to view them. But this was such a big void for her, not having that companionship or that love, and realizing how much happiness her dating life brought to her was the most comfortable way for us to embrace it. And she was incredibly open. I mean, her boyfriend recently moved in with her. So selling his house, moved in with her. And she said, "You bet you never thought your grandmother would be living in sin," which is something you never expect to hear from an 80-year-old woman. But it's a reality.
And of course, there are ramifications and consequences if we do continue pushing these realities into the periphery. Just quickly, can you just talk about what some of your worries are if we aren't having these conversations openly?
Right. Well, STD rates are certainly a concern. And also, many of these diseases, AIDS particularly, were not even around when these, you know, baby boomers and above were coming of age. So there's a lot of concerns to be taken into consideration. And I think not only family members, but medical personnel should also be viewing, you know, these seniors in a more respectful and open light, in terms of discussing their health. I think not having these conversations can have some severe ramifications, especially as we are living longer. And that the conversation is the best way to approach this.
Well, Jessica Gentiles, author of the Atlantic article, The 87-Year-Old Virgin, definitely worth a read no matter your age. Jessica, thanks so much for joining us and talking about it.
Thank you for having me.
We posted a link to her piece, as well as video featuring the best of Rue McClanahan's Golden Girl character, Blanche Devereaux, at wordofmouthradio.org.
I can't stand no running around. And I can't stand no putting me down. I put a spell on you.